Baillie & Harding Ultra Sound System is proudly sponsored by Innovate, UK's number one trail running company. And this month, they've given me a bag, a beautiful bag, a handbag, no less. They haven't really given me a handbag. They've given me a Race Pack 20, which is otherwise known as the Jack Pack. It's the pack that he wore when he won the Spine back in January. You know, remember that? When he really beat Damien by like, I don't know, like 4 days or something. Anyway, the Race Pack 20 is a running hydration vest, multi-day runs and races over long distances, holding up to 20 litres of fluid, kit and nutrition. Zero bounce, suitable for everything, waterproof, compatible with the 2 to 3 litre reservoir, holds 2 500ml soft flasks, it's got pole attachment options and multiple stash pockets. It's brilliant. I wore it when I did the Spine Challenger South recently, and it says it's 20 litres, I reckon it's more. If you want to be in with a chance of winning said bag, please enter on our Instagram page. The link is in the link tree. And we'll be announcing the winner at the end of the month. On with the pod. Hello, podcast listener. Before we start this episode of the Baillie & Hall Ultrasound System, I would like to issue a full and unreserved apology to Damien Alexander Hall for getting the questions in the quiz that we do in this podcast a bit wrong. I'm going to get the questions wrong. I got the answers a bit wrong. There's two answers that I got a bit wrong. However, his reaction to me getting these answers a bit wrong has been to message me repeatedly demanding a full and frank apology. This is the full and frank apology. I'm really sorry. Anyway, you'll find out what we're talking about later. This podcast contains adult themes. It really does contain some adult themes, some strong language, and a lot of absolute bullshit chat. Enjoy! Welcome to the Baillie & Hall Ultrasound System, episode 63. My name's Ali Bailey.
My name's Damien Hall. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Damien Hall. You okay, hon?
I'm all right, thank you, Ali. How are you?
Well, I am smashing, I think is the word I'd use. Smashing. An underused word.
Absolutely smashing. Terrible training injury.
Quite unbelievable, actually. It wasn't actually an injury. I was cursed.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's more serious.
Yeah. So, this weekend, just gone, I went to Wales, Cymraeg, to give it its Welsh name. And I, was on a weekend with Pegasus, the running company, who are great, Pegasus Ultra Running. They run races in South Wales. They do everything from, like 30 milers up to 200 milers. I love them. Look them up. No cutoffs. We were with She Runs Cardiff, who are like a group of like women, obviously, who are based in Cardiff. They're massive. There's like 2,000 of them, but we had 40 of them doing like a trail running weekend. Anyway, when I was running up the hill, I found a horse's head, right? So it was
happens
like
all the time. Happens it all happens. Time. Yep.
I found a whole dead horse.
Hold on. Pegasus. That's a horse, isn't it?
It is a horse. It's a
so
flying
that this is a
horse.
Sign. It's a sign. Okay, carry on. Sorry.
So I was running up the hill, and there was this dead horse, and I was like, "Where's the head?" And someone found the head, and it was just on a slab, right? So I was like, "Well, I want that." So I picked it up. I was only wearing my little Innovate bag, my 8 liter job, the little one.
Sorry, Ali. Are you aware when most people see a cut off horse's head, "I want that," isn't what goes into most people's heads at that point?
Well, I think most people are missing out because I need it for my living room. I think I've said this on the podcast before that in my living room, there are many dead things. And I see my living room as a test, like a test of people's moral fibre or character. And if they can sit in my living room comfortably and watch TV surrounded by death, I'm like, you're a keeper, a friend, or as maybe something more. If you can't cope with it, you know where the door is. Anyway, so I got this horse's head. It's massive. Horse's heads are really big. And it hadn't got any much flesh on it, but it did have a little bit. But I didn't really give it a very close look. And I got hold of it and I took everything out of my bag. I had a load of waterproofs in my bag, probably about £200 worth of diesel waterproofs in my bag. I did take those out, but I didn't take the bladder out. And I stuffed the head in. It's massive. I can't tell you how big this head is. It's fucking massive.
And, I can think of a horse's head. That's
yeah, it's got
size.
Teeth.
Wow.
Sharp yeah. Teeth. And stuffed it in. Didn't think any more of it. Trotting around the Warnfack Ridge. Anyway, I was running along and I thought, oh my God, my bladder's leaking.
Happens to you a lot.
Thank you. And then You could have made a really misogynistic joke about women of a certain age's bladders then, like an incontinence joke, like a
I'm going to get
career end,
totally cancelled. I'm just
like
going
a
to be half
career-ending
cancelled.
one.
Yeah, just half cancelled.
Turns out that the horse's head had made a hole in my bladder. Yeah, and it was dripping all down my back and all down my. It was everywhere. It was like actually gushing water, and it was still 2 liters of water in there because you know me, I like to be safe on a hill. 8 mile run, 2 liters of water. Anyway, I thought to myself, maybe the head's cursed. That's what I did think that, but then I was like, don't be silly. When I got back, I took the head out of the bag and I put it on the table in front of my friend Keris and her 3-year-old son Nye, and she was like, "Ali, there are maggots jumping off that." And then I looked, there were maggots jumping off it, little ones. And I was like, "Oh fuck!" So then I opened my bag and it was just full of maggots, like little maggots, and all my blood, the bladder was covered in maggots. I was covered in maggots, maggots everywhere. So I had to boil the head. Rah rah rah. Anyway, the long story short, you asked about my injury. Then I went out with you on whatever day that was. The worst day, and we found a shrine, didn't we, on the top of Atteridge Hill to dead things. And then I touched it, and then I cut my finger, and that's why I think that I'm cursed.
Wow. I honestly don't know what to say to all that.
There was
That's
blood everywhere, wasn't there? There was so much blood. How much blood do you reckon there was?
5 gallons.
Hmm.
Wow. Well,
And
I just
what
let's just
did you
leave
do
that
about it? What did you do
there.
about the blood? You went,
I just looked. I've got a first aid app. I
Yeah.
could have looked in,
You
but I
said
didn't really get
you
round
said
to
I
it
might
because I was
have a
too busy.
tissue.
I was too busy laughing
Yeah.
at your severed finger. I mean, I think just leave that there. I mean, you know, that whole horse's head anecdote. Have you seen Godfather?
No.
Right. The whole horse's head thing. Yeah, let's just leave that there. That's all we need to know about you. That's fine. Where is it now?
In the back of my car.
Okay. Just
No.
is it like in view of the back window so that if people just glance in your car, they see.
I've cable tied it to the front of the City Go, so like
Right.
it's big.
Okay,
So
good.
no, I've Dettoled it quite a lot, and then I've given it a little bit of a scrub. When I get home, I will do a full preparation video on Instagram because I'm sure people give a shit about that sort of thing. And then I'll put it on a big bit of wood in my living room. It's going to look amazing with candles around it. Then my living room will definitely be haunted. What did you do at the weekend? Well, how's your month been? I haven't seen you for a month. I have seen you, but I haven't, like, I don't know what you've been doing, do I?
I'm just still absorbing this. I do have a squirrel skull.
Do you? Let's have a look.
That didn't give me any bladder problems.
Oh, it's so little. Where's its teeth?
Well, I say a skull. Well, that's where they would have been.
What have you done? Where did you find that?
In my bed.
Did you?
Yorkshire Dales.
Was it just there, laying there?
Yeah, it was on a little rock, actually.
Was
Yeah.
it? That's
And
a
my.
fucking. You fuck that. That's a shrine. You've taken that from something. You've taken that from a witch's shrine.
You were meant to visit it and get injured.
Yeah, you are going to be cursed now.
Well, it feels that way, if I'm
I
honest.
bet it does. What have you been doing running wise? By the way, did you know that this is a running podcast? So really, we should talk about a bit about running. What have you been
Oh,
doing
less
running
about dead
wise?
things.
Are you training properly yet, or are you still doing that thing where you pretend that you're not training, but actually you really are?
You gonna let me talk?
Nope.
Well, actually, after our last chat, I nearly said enjoyable, but hesitated because that didn't seem right. Like after our last chat on your very professional podcast, listener, actually, dear listener, I just want, if you don't mind, a little bit of insight into some of the behind the scenes, what happens. When our much loved co-host is working with other co-hosts, she'll send me a message afterwards saying how professional they were and what a refreshing change that was. I'm just going to leave that there as well.
I'm coaching you. I'm trying to encourage you to be better than you are.
Do you send the others messages after you've worked with me saying how unprofessional or professional I was? Really thinking. Listen, she's really thinking hard now. She's really having a good think. That's
No.
because, no.
No.
Okay. It's good to get that established. And probably isn't very interesting to anyone else. But again, revealing. What was the question? Oh, running.
I was about to say, you're the only man that I co-host with, then I remembered that I co-host with Damon Albarn as well.
And James Elson on another pod.
That's a different pod. Don't cross pod
Better.
streams.
Better one. Running's been all right, thanks. So My main A race is that you don't need to say main A race, do you? You can just say A race or main race. Is in September, Tour de Géant. So a little way away. I did a little cheeky trail half marathon in the Lake District a few weeks ago, which was very enjoyable because that's not normally my thing. That was good. Then I've just been chilling a bit,
What happened at
really.
that? What happened? Why was, did you go and go, did you realize how hard running was when you did that?
It's not my normal distance. It's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's a different type of suffering, isn't it? People think 100 miles in lumps is, oh, there's a naughty cat coming in our garden. I've got to go and scare the cat off. One minute.
Oh my God. It's actually gone scare a cat off. Fucking hell. I will go and do that for you if you want, Damien. He's gone pickle. Like, you need to, you need to be a bit quicker than that, I think. If
Right.
you need, if Uncle Damien wants me to go and do that job, I'm very well equipped. I know, Pickle. Sorry, Pickle's just got
Thanks,
wind of a
Pickle.
cat.
But the problem, Pickle, I'm not casting aspersions on your ability to do that, but you might scare my, no, my cats wouldn't be scared, but that might cause a kerfuffle.
No cats
But
is
yeah.
better than any cats. All right, Pickle, that's enough. Sorry. Yeah, go on, continue. You should get a super soaker. That's what you need to get. With
Has
this.
Pickle been around here? Because there is a missing cat sign across the road at the bus stop.
Baby pie dear.
Anyway,
Anyway, so
running.
you did this half. How long? Right, I'm going to ask you now. How long did it take you to do the half marathon?
I don't know, actually.
Yes, you fucking do. Don't give me that.
I honestly don't. It'll be
Oh, I
almost
don't
five.
know. 1 hour 24 minutes and 16 seconds. How long did it take?
I honestly don't know. I could look on Strava if you're really curious, but I don't know. But I was pleased. I was pleased with how it felt, and it was nice to win.
Did you, was Andy Berry there?
Yeah.
Did you beat him?
Yeah.
Great.
Andy's great, but he did stop for water, you see, Ali. He stopped for a drink of water.
Did he? He
Yeah.
stopped for a drink of water.
We've
Love
talked
him.
about this before, haven't we? How perilous it is to drink.
It's very perilous. I was reading something actually when I was putting together your something we're doing a bit later. This is exciting. I was reading about someone else who stopped for some water and it fucked up their race.
See?
Yeah,
We've discussed this.
with Tour de Géant, what does this quick training question, what does it look like? Is it like sometimes I think people think when you do those long races that you have to run like 100 miles a week, but you don't run 100 miles a week, do you?
No, I have had a spell when I was self-coached of trying that approach, and I think it maybe gave me a small benefit for a time, but then the trap might be that you just carry on doing that, and for most of us, we'll probably just slow down or get injured or get divorced. Yeah, I probably run on average about 70 miles a week.
70 miles a week. Fucking hell. That is a
Is that
lot.
small or big? Oh,
That's a
is it a lot?
lot. I think that's a
It
lot.
seems moderate to me.
It's not moderate. That's a lot.
But then in a peak sort of peak training, like a specific phase like close to a race, it will go above that, and I probably will do a 100 mile week or and a couple of 80 90s, but not the trick is to do that. So that's like a big stress. The trick is to do that in a sort of an acute stress rather than a chronic stress. So a chronic stress would, I can see your eyes glazing over, you're
No, I'm
getting
not.
bored.
I'm
Okay.
like, what? I'm just thinking about what cute stress would look like, and it would be all dressed up for
Acute.
the, with a little bonnet on, being like, look.
Acute. That is mostly how I dress up. Acute in the acute phase. Acute.
Baby is in his cute phase at the moment.
Doesn't that sound? So yeah, there'll still be a high volume spell, but it'll be a short, acute phase in those sort of 4 to 6 weeks before the race.
What's more important with Tour de Géant,
Or looking
verts,
cute.
the amounts of verts or the amounts of miles that you run?
So most of the time you're thinking more in the miles, but then in that specific acute phase, that's when you might hit the vert. So it's kind of probably 3 weeks realistically when you really just try and yeah getting all the verts. But I think we've got some training questions coming up, haven't we? But I think the mistake some people might make, depending on what's available to them, is trying to get all the vert all the time, and that'll probably just slow people down basically. But yeah, it's nice to go up and down some big lumps and some brutal bimbles. Who
Do
wouldn't?
you practice napping?
No,
I
I
do.
practice
That's
not
where you're.
drinking.
not drinking any water and suffering. Perfect. Sounds like a right laugh. Okay then. Hey,
How's
guess what?
hold
Oh,
no,
sorry.
hold on. Co-hosting, Ali. Co-hosting.
Sorry.
How's recovery been from your brutal bimble?
Fine. I signed up to the North yesterday.
Brilliant. That is brilliant.
I did. I signed up for the North.
That's great. That's the nice bit.
Yes, I've never been there. I've never been to any part of that bit of the Pennine Way. So me and Baby P are going to have to go out and get our little fast pack on and crack on and go and see it. I'm
That
excited.
is great. I can't wait to see or hear what you think about Blenkinsop and
Does
all
that
the
make him, are they make of
styles.
shoes, Blenkinsop? Are they like those
It could be Sop. Yeah, Blenk. Don't know, but it'll
I
be.
want to go up Crossfell because everyone talks about how great and scary Crossfell is, and I reckon it's probably actually okay.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I know, it's got to be good, isn't it?
It genuinely has. You've picked the wrong person because, you know, I wrote a guidebook about all this. Did I mention?
Oh yeah, did I mention that I once went running with you on the Pennine Way and you were like, "I don't know which way we're going," and I was like, "Are you
Yeah,
fucking
you
kidding
did, and
me?"
that wasn't fair. But then most things you say about me aren't fair. Anyway, that's why I'm on this podcast, to try and counteract the fibs,
Do you know what this
the
is a bit
incessant.
like? It's a bit like the thingies, you know, the fighting, angry fighting men, the election. You know, when they have the head to head. What is that called? The debate, the mass debate. It's like a public
We all
masturbation.
love a mass debate.
That can be the name of the podcast, public masturbation. Okay, Damien.
Hold on. So Crossvale, it genuinely, semi-genuinely has its own weather system.
Great.
Partly, but well, it, are people interested in this?
Yes.
Okay, so the wind rushes across from the east, and there's not many lumps in the way. So it comes across from the, I believe, kind of North Sea type thing, charges across the country, and it doesn't really hit anything high until it gets to Crossfell. So when it hits Crossfell, stop checking my navigation. It sort of hits Crossfell and like shoots up in the air, and it creates a unique wind called the Helm Wind. It shoots up in the air, but then the wind on the other side is, I think, warmer or something, so it drops. Yeah, I don't quite know, do I? But it's a unique wind system called the Helm Wind, and it means
Helm
there's,
wind. I
yeah,
love it.
this is a real true thing that I only half understand, like most of the world. And but it is a unique weather system on Crossfell. It has a weather station up there. It's the coldest recorded place outside in England,
Is it?
and it's the highest place outside the Lake District. Well, it's the highest, coldest recorded place in England because there's a weather station there. There isn't a weather station everywhere, so that's a
No.
slightly misleading. But yeah,
There
Crossfell
isn't
is.
a weather station in my heart.
That
That's
sounds
the
like a sort of
coldest place.
Delamitri lyric.
It does, doesn't it?
So Crossfell is a really interesting place, unique place.
What's
I
up
look
there?
forward. If you go off route, there are mine shafts. Greg's Hut is the other side. It's pretty bleak. Anyway, Crossfell. I look forward to your Instagram stories from there.
I might invite you with me.
I say no.
Okay. Right, so shall we move on to? We've had some correspondence.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
I imagine, Ali, there's a lot of correspondence from people called Alexander.
Just looking at the email. No, is the answer? We've got an Arthur, though. We've got an Arthur.
I mean that's close. Hold on there. Any from Alex?
No, not any. No, we have one person called Alex get in contact, but they were in. No, no,
Yes,
no,
see? Yeah,
no.
that yep.
Was it the same one that? Have you had anyone called Alex get in contact?
No, although I'm technically legally called
You're
Alex,
not
so I
legally
could
called
get in
Alex
contact.
Alexander. That's your middle name.
You're allowed. Sorry, what's your official first name
Alice.
legally?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet you're calling yourself something
Yeah,
else.
I have to for legal reasons.
Yeah. Because of the dead
Yeah,
animal
because
thing.
of the dead people thing.
Yeah.
Dear
Okay.
Damien.
Wait. Okay. So
Dear da
Alex, Alexander or Alex got in touch,
Arthur got in
didn't
touch.
they?
Okay, Alexander got in touch, but they said to me, "Oh, well, I'm working class, but I work in Peru. I'm a trekking guide in Peru." And I was like, "You're not working class. Bye." That's what I said.
I don't think that's very
I
sociological.
think it is.
Well, I've got a degree in
Have
sociology
you really?
without being boastful. Two, actually.
Well, I've got
So
two
we need to know more about
degrees.
this person's so I could show off.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what else to do. And I could study football and call
What did you write your
academia.
dissertation on? Oh my
Football.
God. Brilliant. I wrote my
The sociology
dissertation
of
on
football fandom.
David Bowie and otherness. So we're on the
Oh,
same
that's
line there, Damien. We
okay.
just
So
wanted to...
mine was David Beckham, yours
Exactly.
was
We just
David
wanted to
Bowie.
write about things that we liked. We fudged it. We fudged the old degrees. So
As
go
long as
on
they're
back
called
into this
David.
fucking
So,
Alex thing.
Alex.
Jesus Christ, how long is this Alex thing going to go on?
Quite a long time till you've agreed. So, Alexander
He
said
just
what?
said, I'm a trekking
So,
guide in
here's
Peru
the
and I'm
thing.
working class. And I was like, I'm sorry, but you can't work in Peru as a trekking guide and be working class. If you said, like, I mean, have I got the class hierarchy wrong?
I mean, yeah, it's quite simple. Does he wear a flat cap?
I don't know. I didn't see him. I can't even remember how he got in
Right.
contact.
Right. You didn't even
Due
do,
diligence. No.
preliminary research. Yeah. Yeah. Does he wear a flat cap? Does he read
Has he
the
got
Sun
a whippet?
newspaper?
No, I didn't. But he has got some. He's
Just simple
probably
fact
got some
checks.
fucking what they called alpacas, and that isn't working class either.
That's just speculation. You don't know that. Anyway, well, should we just put this on the back burner and say I'm
We'll
right
put
for
it on the
now?
back burner, and we will keep it neutral for now. Okay. Dear Damien, dear
Not really.
Damien.
Alex Turner.
Alex Turner, fucking hell. Dear Damien, I enjoyed listening to you on your first pod episode. Could you help me with a polls
Full stop. Thank
question?
you.
Could
Good.
you help
That's
me with
good.
a polls question? It kind of follows on, maybe, from the question in your first episode about when to walk hills. I don't have any polls and I've never used them, but I feel polls may be in my future. Lovely. I feel polls may be in my future. I hear lots of people talk about learning to run with polls, but a while ago I read a book about running form, The Lost Art of Running by Shane Benzie, and the author suggested that people should really only use polls when walking. To put the polls away when running, only walking. I haven't read this properly. So they said to put the polls away when they are running. Is that true? Or do you use polls for running too? And if so, which scenarios? Thanks, Rachel, fellow cat person.
I like Rachel.
Are you flirting with
So,
Rachel?
she's a cat
Okay.
person. I think we've got a lot in common.
You just chased a cat out of your garden, you arsehole. I saw what you used, and that is quite a cattle prod. You're a cat racist. Like, there's no fucking.
There's a
Oh,
squirrel.
right. Are you going to chase that out of the garden as well?
No, I like
There are
squirrels.
no boundaries for cats. Cats should be able to cross the divide and go into whatever garden they want. But you're like, no, you're like some sort of dictator. You're not allowed in my area, cat. Get out. Only my cats are allowed in this area. You're like the Putin of freaking Corsham. Anyway, polls.
Meow. Well, you've got me feline a bit under attack there. Certainly pause for what.
Polls. Do you run with polls?
Certainly give me pause for
Pause for
thought.
thought. He's very funny.
I do have a slight preference for black and white cats, but that's nothing to do with placing my pet. Anyway, the one that came in the garden was like a fluffy one. I'm not totally against fluffy ones, but I do have to work a bit harder to
Why
gain
you
male
got rid of it?
affection.
Because it's scaring your cats, or because you're just a cat racist?
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm quite yeah. No, with both. I'm a massive cat.
Okay.
No, yeah. Anyway, the squirrel is welcome, but my cats might chase that off. So if I leave, it's either that or I've just got really fed up of you and I'm making an excuse. So polls, there are studies on polls now, thankfully, and the most recent one, 2023, proved leg forces were about 5% lower when using poles during all out outdoor hill climbs, and the subjects were thought to be 2.5% faster on the climbs. So 2.5 doesn't sound like a lot. However, if I'm doing a race and it's 100 miles and it's in lumps, you think you're going to be hiking uphill over 50% of that time. So if you improve that So that time, say that time is 24 hours, you could be hiking for 12, 14 hours. And if you improve that by 2.5%, yeah, my maths runs out about there, but it'd be better.
It's quite a few percent.
I got GCSE grade. Thanks. Yeah. I got grade C. That's one of my best GCSEs. So we've got studies now showing that poles are effective in a couple of different ways. So obviously your upper body works harder and you might burn more calories. But on a steep uphill, whether it's power hiking or a combination of kind of run hiking, I and lots of runners find them very
But what about
effective.
running with
Well, what I
them?
tend to, ah, I will put them away. So when it's got flat or downhill, I definitely put them away. I'm quite strict myself about right now, put them away. There's several reasons. I think there's at least three actually. So I could be psychological. You could think, oh, I've got my poles out, I'm in hiking mode, when really you could be running. Also, you might not eat as well. If your hands are full, you might not go for your Biscoffs. Also, if you're descending with poles, it sounds to me like you're going to face plant.
I think there's two sides to that. Like if I'm going down a very scree, is that word? Scree hill. The ones like the one off Skiddaw that's got loads of bits of fucking chippy chip on it, and you feel like you're gonna skid down it, and you run down a hill like a toddler, but I don't. Sometimes I feel like if I've got my poles, I can put this like I'll stop myself from like going because I'm not going as quick as you. Sometimes.
I mean, I would say there's an underlying rule, which is whatever gets you round, like especially on a 100 miler. My first UTMB, yeah, my legs were destroyed, so I did use the poles on the downs in quite a pathetic manner. Not much has changed there, but I think, all right, you weren't meant to. That wasn't actually a joke. You weren't meant to
I know it
laugh
wasn't a
then.
joke, but I was still like, I was
Thanks.
laughing
Yeah,
at you,
thanks.
not with you. It's a difference.
Yeah, no, I'm used to that. Thank you.
What about people that you
Again,
see
listener.
running along with them, like tap, 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 tap? Like you're running, like, what are you fucking doing, mate? Like, why are you doing that? That gets on my nerves.
Oh, everyone, keep doing that, please, especially when you see
I
Ali.
hate the tappy noise. It does my tip, just does my nutting.
I think if that's gonna, I kind of think that's you've got like the ideal way to move, and then you've got maybe the realistic what might actually happen in, say, 100 miler. And they're both, you've got something to aim for, and you may resort to the other option at times. If that's going to keep you ticking along and annoying Ali, then that's okay. But I think there's like the ideal scenario is that you might tuck your poles away for three
For
reasons
another day. Also,
that I
everybody, can I just
mentioned.
talk to you listener about pole etiquette? When you've fucking got your poles out and you are walking and you have them in one hand and they're long, make the sure the point is in front of you, not behind you. Because when you're like doing that thing with your arm, you're gonna fucking smash someone with it. When we were in the desert once, I saw someone get stabbed in the chest with the pole to the point where it bled. Like the person like tripped and like pushed them backwards and like smacked into their chest. So if you're pointing up.
Did you rush over to see if they were dying, to see if you could steal
No,
their skull?
yes, I don't know. But you've got to have your points in front of you and face and then pointing up because if they're facing down and you fucking face plant, you'll break your wrist. There's lots of pole etiquette stuff, but also poles don't work if you're not using them properly, and loads of people don't use them properly. I'm not sure we can give a pole masterclass sort of podcast, can we? Or can we, Damien? Can
That
we?
could be tricky. I would say, for a technique tip, try and think of pushing yourself up the hill rather than pulling yourself up the hill, if that makes sense. So try and,
Exactly what I tell people. I'm like, don't let that pole get in front of your feet. Like, keep it like your ankles up, push it back always.
oh, listen to this. For once, I think Ali Bailey might be talking a bit of sense. A bit drink of water. Yeah, that'll change. Wow. Yeah, I think that's quite, you can get into the habit when you're tired of leaning over too far forward. You're probably sort of compressing your diaphragm and engaging your quads more than you might need to. So you think about pushing yourself up the hill, like poles going in near the feet and going behind, your legs going behind,
Your
no, not your legs,
poles
your
going
arms going behind
behind
your
your
body,
feet, like behind, not
your arms and your
clawing the
toes.
earth towards you. Great.
Yeah,
Did you enjoy that,
there you go.
Rachel?
Almost like
Absolute
Rangers.
nonsense.
Cat person. Thank you, Rachel. You're
Dear
amazing.
Uncle Damo. I'm running a very cold 200-mile race in the bleak midwinter. As someone that has run a very cold 200-mile plus race in the bleak midwinter, would you have any top training tips? And that's from Sean Danny Dyer. We have something else from him a bit later as well, so that's good. He's talking about the Winter Downs 200. That's what he's talking about. 200-mile training tips. Give you top three.
Hi, Sean Danny Dyer. I would say, I think there's a risk, certainly. So with the spine.
What's that?
This
What's
is
that?
only
Spine?
A sort of,
Is that a race?
I probably haven't
Oh.
mentioned it before. Have you heard of the Pennine
No.
Way? It's quite brutal. I think the mistake, judging, this is a bit of a, what's the word? Assumption. Judging from sort of the socials and Spine Race Facebook group, I think some people make the mistake of going, so say they're 3 months out from a big 200 miler,
Yeah.
going, right, I'm gonna have to carry a pack, and I assume the kit list for this is
It
reasonably.
is a Centurion race, so it's a James Elson spesh, and you're allowed to be crewed, and you're allowed to be crewed. So actually, there is a no, there is
You're
a
for now.
very much I'm going to be crewed. I've got very much going to be crewed. There is a mandatory kit, but it's not as bad as the spine. There's no sleeping bag or like fucking stove or like a teddy bear or like anything like that. It's still quite
Well,
a
I
lot. I
guess
reckon
what
if
I
you
was.
fit it all into it, I think it's probably the same as like summer spine amount of kit.
Oh, okay.
Big
All
coat.
right.
Take your big
Well,
coat.
I must. I guess I was coming at it a bit more from a spine perspective in terms of, I think the danger is that people like stick loads of kit on the back 3 months out and do lots of long, slow runs. And really, that's probably just slowing you down and worsening your running economy. Of course, you should do some of that, but save it for that acute period, 4 to 6 weeks out. So in terms of,
Sorry, I just keep thinking of Sean in his cute period.
I think he's
I
always in his
just
cute
thought about
period.
him wearing a little outfit. I just don't know where that came from, but it's quite disturbing. Anyway, continue.
So yeah, don't make the mistake of overloading yourself too quickly with a big pack. Then I would say, sort of, yeah, everyone gives everyone advice, and here's the irony, is that you're encouraging me to give people advice, but people are different. So, for example, my legs don't seem to get very cold, but my hands get really cold. So, and also, if I put a hat on, I will overheat because of all the hot air I create.
Really? Will
What?
you?
No, yeah. So I really like a buff because it covers the,
You just like a
increasingly
buff
large
because you
forehead
think
I
it
have
looks
and ears.
cool, because you think you're cool because of your little funny haircut.
Piss off. There's several reasons I like a buff. I like to be in the buff. So for me, that's preferable to a full hat because I create a lot of hot air and I won't overheat as much wearing a buff. So what I'm trying to say is work out the things that work for you. I know it's a horrible cliche, like work out what works for you, but there is some truth in it. So just because everyone else is wearing a big woolly hat, I'd probably, it'd have to be really, really, really cold for me to do that. But I want gloves on sooner than most people do. So it's good for me to know so I can really think, right, what are the two or three pairs of gloves, really warm mittens that I want? And don't care what anyone else is doing. So yeah, and that is tricky when the race is early winter if we haven't done loads of winter running, I must admit. But I would just say, yeah, trust what you're feeling about where you need the layers and so on. And the other one, I suppose, is to think about vulnerable areas, which is
What are
kind
your
of, stop
vulnerable
it, is
areas?
kind of, oh gosh. I was thinking more neck and
Oh.
wrists early daily, as in there, where one layer ends and another begins. So, for example, for my mid layer or base layer, I like quite long sleeves so that it might cover my wrists or and neck, another buff for your neck. Do they sound like okay
Can I just
tips, or is that
add,
just a load of
Sean
hogwash?
is doing the Grand Slam, the Centurion Slam, the 100 Slam this year. So he's doing all 400s, then he's going into the Winter Downs 200. What do you think about that on the training scale of things? Or do you think actually that's probably quite good training is to do all those 100s and then go into the 200?
My concern would be How mentally fresh is he for the 200? When's the last 100?
October.
And that centurion one is December,
December, yeah.
the long one.
I reckon he'll be
Okay.
all right.
Well, that would be my concern is when it comes to, yeah. Try and it's the mental, I think it's the mental
I said to you that I
freshness.
might do the Autumn 100, and you were like, don't do that. And Holly said, don't do that as well. So why is it
Thanks,
okay for
Holly.
Sean to do it and not okay for me to do it?
Well, because men are better than
Oh,
women. Women can't
yeah,
really
I
run very
forgot
much.
about that.
Yeah.
He's got another question. He's
Before I
got
get
another
cancelled,
question for you. Dear Uncle Damien.
hold on. Before I get cancelled, I 100% do not believe that.
Didn't
I
you say
have.
the other day that women come into their own at 198 miles?
There
Yeah,
is a study that shows that's the equalising point.
me and Sean are
Look
going to
out,
run
Sean.
together, and then at 198 miles, I'm going to chick him. I'm going to fucking start dropping 6 minute miles and be like,
Yeah.
later, bitch. Thanks for all your help pacing me and being kind to me, but I'm out. Dear Uncle Damien, this is also from
That's
Sean
good.
Dyer. Can you please answer this conundrum for me? With Anna being away making a new person, this is somewhat on topic. Is breast milk vegan? As technically, it comes from an animal. Also, does the same apply to semen? Maybe it does, even more so, as technically there are millions of people at a teaspoon's worth of semen. So it comes from people and contains people. Any clarity you have would be great. How much, please, Sean Dyer? It's a fucking
I
good
like
question. Is breast
it really
milk
is.
vegan? If you had a baby, not you, if a vegan had a baby and they were like, the baby's going to be vegan, would the baby be allowed to drink the breast milk?
I'm thinking more about the semen and I believe Oatly have a new oat semen
Do
range.
they? They're great,
Yeah.
Oatly, aren't they? They cover all the bases.
They really are.
I was literally
They
about
really are.
to say to you, as a vegan, would you swallow semen?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
I can't
thanks,
believe
Sean.
I agreed to come to the
I'm
podcast.
so pleased that you
Oh gosh.
have you answered that question? Is breast milk vegan? I
I'm
think the
happy to
answer is
move
no.
on.
I don't think it is.
I'm happy to move on to back to where I get cancelled for
Okay, well, do you think it's vegan or not? I need your last answer. Is breast milk vegan?
That's a good, I need
Okay,
more
next
time.
week, next month, we will come back to this on the is breast milk vegan? And I will get Damien a selection of different milks. Like I have the teas and he can test them and tell us what he thinks. He thinks whether he thinks that's a good idea, vegan or not vegan.
The week after, do we need to do the other
Hey, so I
supplements?
gave Damien a load of tea. I gave you some tea, didn't I? Have you started drinking the tea? Because we're doing this feature called Damien's Big Teas. It's not really a feature, it's just me giving him tea.
I have drunk
Which
one of
one have you
the
drunk?
Horniman's
Oh,
Classic.
you fucking pussy. That's just breakfast tea.
Yeah, but you've got to start off, you don't go straight to the crazy, weird, intimidating stuff that's probably
The blue pea
really
flower. Are you talking about the blue pea
weird.
flower tea, the Filipino blue pea flower tea?
That sort of thing. Yeah, I need to build up.
That shit's
Yeah.
cursed as well. Right, so next month we're going to talk about
That's
vegan milks, semen, and if the semen
DDT.
comes from a vegan. Oh my God, this is a good question. If the semen comes from someone that's vegan, is because there's no meat product in there, is that vegan? But then if the person eats meat, is that not vegan? If people want to write in and tell me, I'm interested. And I'd also be interested to know if you are a staunch vegan and you are having sex with somebody, would you be like, I'm not going to have sex with you because you're not vegan? I'm interested. I'm interested. And also, my final.
I think a true vegan wouldn't. I think a true. We do have a mutual friend, don't we, who's the vegan police. I'm going to check with him, but I
Lawrence,
think a true vegan
yes, we
wouldn't.
get Lawrence
Yeah, hi, Lawrence.
involved.
He's the vegan
He
police.
is.
Although we might have some incriminating evidence,
Might we? What's Lawrence done? I don't
don't
know.
we?
Have
Oh
we?
gosh.
We need to talk about this
Oh,
off air. Sorry, Lawrence.
oops.
I think I might have
Jules,
told Damien something about you.
Jules,
Oh,
help! Cut this out.
fuck. No, because Julius knows Lawrence as well. He's part of the group. Okay.
Oh gosh,
One more vegan
we've ruined
question.
everything.
One more
You've
vegan
ruined.
question.
I'm really enjoying these vegan
If you're
questions,
running
Ali.
along and you swallow a fly, what happens?
Oh gosh. I again. These are too much of a moral dilemma for me. I find these too hard. I want to defer to the vegan police.
Okay, we'll get the vegan police one next week.
I'm feeling quite
Good.
stressed out about this. I want to go back to Alex,
We
the Alex
have
stuff.
got a load more questions, but I'm going to save them for next week. Right, my darling. I've come up with a new feature.
Oh,
Guess what
gosh.
it's called?
Watson
No,
Hall.
Watson Hall. That's good. Did someone come up with that?
It's the name of my run as
Is
well
it?
column.
Oh, I've never read your. I've literally never read his run as well column.
Good.
It's called Know It. Know It Hall. Know It Hall. Like Know It All.
Yeah, that's good.
Know It Hall. But then with a question mark.
Thanks for explaining, because I didn't get it. I didn't
It's
get it at first, so
fucking
thanks.
genius. So what I'm going to do is every month I'm going to come up with a quiz for you, Damien Hall, on something I think that you think you know a lot about. And this month it is the
The
Barclay
Barclay Marathon.
Marathons. Do you think you know it all about the Barclay Marathons?
Clearly, I do have some information missing on that one.
You don't know how to fucking finish it. So,
Ouch! Too
yeah.
soon.
So I've designed a quiz which you listener can play along at home. So get your pens out. Now this quiz is you could score a total of 27 points, right? There's 27 points available on 10 questions. Are you ready for the
You look
first?
so happy.
I'm so
Listener,
look,
she looks
look
so happy.
at
All she
that.
wants is for me to look bad.
I don't
What's
want you
that?
to look bad. Let's yeah, I'm not gonna go into that. Right. Number one. Why is the Barclay Marathons?
1977.
No. This is for 1 point. Why is the Barclay Marathons called the Barclay Marathons?
It's Lazarus Lake's friend,
I'm going to need more than that. What's his name?
who's no longer with us. Something Barclay.
What's his name? Full name.
Barclay.
What's his
Barclay?
name?
Barry Barclay.
Yes! Hey, you got a point. Well done, Damien. Do a sweet little dad dance.
David Brent dance.
Yeah. Question two. The idea for the Barclay Marathons came from the story of James Earl Ray's prison break. For 4 points, 1 point for this. What year did he break out?
1977.
Wrong.
Oh, hold on. No, it is.
No, it isn't.
Fuck, isn't it?
It's 1985 because the race started in 1986.
Why did I think 1977?
Because you're fucking stupid and you're thinking about Ash album of the same name. 0 points.
That's 79.
Right. Heart.
Hold on.
1977 is the name of the Ash album.
We got to double check this.
Go on then. You can fact check. You can fact check. I reckon I might be wrong. Guys, I might be wrong.
Because it's related to Star Wars.
Oh, you're talking
Hold
about
on.
Ash now. Okay.
Oh, shit.
It is
All right.
1977.
Yeah,
Thank
all right.
you. Can
Oh, God.
I just say to you something to you, Damien, that I think the
No,
rest of the
don't say
listeners
anything
as
to me.
well,
Don't,
as
please
a
don't say anything
fucking
to me ever
coach,
again.
I am always right. Okay, number two for this one. How far did he get? When he broke out, how far did he get?
8 miles.
Yes, he did get 8 miles. And how long did it take him?
33 hours.
No, 54 hours.
Shit.
That's why the race is 60 hours long. So if he ran 8 miles in 54 hours, what was his average pace?
We've discussed maths. I don't fucking know.
6 hours and 45 minutes per mile.
Hold
Quite
on, I
lazy.
just figured Siri.
Quite
Not figured,
lazy.
figured.
Quite
Yeah.
lazy, isn't it? Right,
Well,
you've got
that,
one
yeah.
point for that. You've got 1 point. Question number three. How much is the application fee to enter the Barclay Marathons?
Are people allowed to know that?
Yes, this is all on the internet. Are you Googling it?
Don't know how much I can say.
It's all on the internet. All of these questions are on the internet. I'm not fucking you over, I
Well, I
promise.
think it's 160, but I could
It
be
is
wrong.
160. It's
Yeah.
$1.60. When you paid that, did you pay with Apple Pay or did you have to write a check?
I don't. How can I say this? Can I say? I think I can say this. Okay, I was, for the first time, I think I can say this. I was stressed that it had to be exactly. And if you go to the post office, they will only give you like the notes. And but I checked with Nikki Spinks, and she was like, "Oh, I just chuck in, $2 or $5. It's not a big anecdote,
Right,
is it?"
so you have to
So I was
post, so
stressed
you
that it
have to
had to be
post
exact.
it. So you have to
Oh
post
shit!
it.
That's I'm not saying anything else.
It's not this game. Once I entered this race called Piece of
I've never seen you
String.
looking this happy.
I know.
Sorry, all the pieces of string, you've done that.
I actually finished it. And you
How
have
long
to
was it?
apply to that. It wasn't very long. It was only 66 miles. I was quite annoyed. It was on Halloween. I felt shortchanged. Anyway, I had to apply to that. You had to write your application on parchment and send it with a wax seal to James Elson. And I was the only person that did it properly.
Wow.
Thanks.
So you'd probably get in the Barclay. At this point, can I mention the British Barclay Marathons?
Yeah,
There's a
sure.
genuine race. There is a place called Barclay near where I grew up. And there is a Barclay Marathons. And it has had input from Lazarus Lake and John Kelly on how to do it. And it's in August. And look it up, folks.
Have they
I'm
not asked you
definitely going
to
to do
do
it one
it?
day. Yes, he has asked me to do it. Yes, several
Oh,
times.
has he?
Yeah.
Why haven't you done
But
it?
it's a tricky time, August, because nearly always I'm doing something bigger in about September. But I just wanted to promote it because it sounds brilliant. A lot of the money goes to like local causes. I think it could be non-profit, but it's yeah, I met the guy and he's a proper ace dude who cares about people.
Oh, that's
And
nice. Not
yeah,
like
he
you
also
then.
has a no, not on me at all. And he has a backyard ultra as well, which is I think he's got two. So look it up, folks. They are called Gert Lush Events.
Dirt Lush. Love
Yeah.
that. West Country.
Yeah.
Okay, back to this game of chance.
Do we have to?
Currently you've got 3 points on. On the day, so this is question three, part two. On the day of entry, you have to take an entry fee thing with you, don't you? Something that you have to give him, the man, lad. What was it this year? What did you have to give him?
Do you know the answer?
I do know the answer, yeah.
So that's not quite, the question is not quite right.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you pedantic shit. Go on then.
If you're a virgin, which
Oh,
we
yeah,
all
there's
know,
lots of levels, isn't there? Right.
then you bring another plate.
Do you remember when you made that number plate and then you had that photo taken and you thought it was really funny? And you spelled T wrong. He's swearing at me. You are, mister.
I'm looking over there because I had to buy two, so I've got a spare one.
Have you? Why did you have to buy two? Oh, because cars have two. Right.
So if you're a virgin, you take a number plate from, well,
What,
just a
like if
number
you're a
plate.
virgin, like you've never had sex with someone? Like if you do you have to prove that your hymen's intact before you start?
Yeah, which I found really easy. So, but this year, and then each year for the veterans, so you're one or the other, he specifies an item of clothing that he wants. And this year it was socks, a very specific sock.
What sock was it though?
It was an Under Armour type of sock, which actually was quite hard to get originally. And he was using them on his LASCON attempt just recently.
That is
So that's why he wanted all
correct.
those socks. Thanks, Ali.
Did you have a problem buying those socks? Because they Under Armour sponsor big game hunters, so they can go fuck themselves.
I like you for saying that. Everything else
I
you said,
hate
haven't liked.
Under Armour so much. And whenever I see people wearing it, I'm like, don't wear that shit. They fucking sponsor men who shoot lions in the head. Don't wear that shit. Come at me, Under Armour, you fuckers. Question
Interesting.
four. When a runner drops out of the Barclay Marathons, a bugle plays taps. Why is it called taps? Stumped.
Listen, I wish you could see Ali's face.
Bitch is stumped.
She looks so happy. I think it was invented in the toilet.
What the fuck?
There were
No.
some taps. I actually don't know, but hold on. Before we mock this too much, this is a really serious, a sentimental song tune melody in
It's the
America.
last
It's
post. It's the last post.
the last post. So it's a really emotive, poignant. Before you mock it,
I'm not mocking
but
it.
I don't know why it's
I
called
can play
taps.
it. I can play the cornet and I
Can
can play
you?
the last post on the cornet. Yeah, very well.
Hold on, last post or taps?
It's the same
Not the
thing.
same.
The last post
No, the
is,
last post is like the British version, isn't it?
but it's the same fucking tune. It's like how, get this, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and there's and Baa Baa Black Sheep are the same song.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
You okay, hon?
No.
Wow, he's really, this has really affected him. Right, so go on. We're very emotive. Like, we've got our hand on our heart, our hats in our hand. Go on.
I love Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I used to sing that to my children a lot, but I don't like the other one. Now they're
The
both, now it's
same.
ruined.
It's like Ed Sheeran
I don't
songs.
know.
Every single Ed Sheeran song is the same song with different words.
You'd know more about that than me. Okay, I don't know why it's called Taps. I don't know.
Because when they used to play it in the military, it was created for the military, obviously, for the to mark the end of a maneuver or the end of something. It was also used as a signal at the end of the day that the beer taps had been shut off. It is.
Okay,
That's
thank
why.
you.
Every day's school day, kids. Right, you are doing very badly at this. Why is Gary Cantrell called Laz? How did that happen?
Jim, why did he decide on
Why did he
Laz?
change his name to that?
I think I saw that he was worried about like identity theft. What? That's not funny. I've seen that
A
somewhere.
man that can't book his own flights is worried about identity theft. I don't think so. He found it in a phone book on a run. He was just running and he was having a
Okay.
rest and he got to a phone book booth and he opened the phone book and it was there and he thought in his words it was pretty cool. And then he said that he needed to set up an email account and being a suspicious guy, he thought Lazarus Lake at hotmail.com would probably be better than his own name. So it became Laz Lake.
Okay. Can I have half a point?
Nope. Question six. Is
Listener,
Lazarus
just for the record, Ali Bailey, my co-host,
Hello, you're my co-host.
she originally said the quiz would be about something else. She was changing it constantly. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I should know about the Barclays. I do know
Question
about the
six.
Barclays.
You don't know that much about
Okay.
it. I reckon I do really well at the Barclays because I know all these facts.
I
Question
certainly would.
six. Is Lazarus Lake a sadist?
No.
Brilliant. Why not?
If you look at his races, he's actually trying to make them more not accessible, but more equal.
Well, he's letting girls win now, isn't he? So,
Exactly. Even girls win.
I'm going to give you a point, right? Because the answer is no, because he said he doesn't get sexual pleasure from seeing people suffer. So he's not a sadist, but he does get a kick from hearing their stories of suffering.
Okay.
He's not a sadist. It's not, I mean, yeah. Anyway, question seven. How many people have finished Barclay Marathons? Easy.
20.
Wrong. Wrong. How could you get this wrong?
It's 20.
It's 18. Go on, off you go. Get your Google. And what's the fastest time anyone's finished it in? Look at
I
him.
want to go back to bed.
What's the fastest time anyone's finished it in? This is so humiliating for you. Quick, get that Google up.
This isn't good for me in any way.
It is you. If Laz is listening, which he probably is, he's going to be really unimpressed by this.
The fastest finish, it doesn't count because the course changes. So there is no course record most of
I
the
didn't
time
ask what the
because you
course
get
record
time.
is. I didn't ask what the course record is. I asked what's the fastest anyone's finished it in? What's the fastest time anyone's finished?
All right, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. I will
It's
talk to you soon.
52 hours. Okay, so
Is it
far,
Brett? Was it Brett Mahone?
I don't know.
Morn.
Brett's quite good
Yes, it
looking,
is.
isn't he?
Okay, listen. I got Brett Morn. I got that right. I've just
Okay, I'll give
checked.
you 2 points.
So, woo! But the course has changed a lot. That was 2012.
In 2023, Damien Hall went and had a go. How long did the first lap take you?
Sorry, the previous, what was year?
2023, first time you had a go.
Well, it was certainly 8 hours. It was about 8 hours, 14, 16
I'm
minutes.
going to give you that. Oh, 8:17. I'm going to give you that. You can
Okay,
have that.
thank you.
And what was
Oh,
the name of
reminds
the
me.
book on the first lap?
I can't remember, but I can check if you want very
Okay, I
quickly.
don't know what it was either. I was just hoping you'd tell me. Brilliant. Well done. I'm going to give you a point for that. Question nine. We're nearly there now. Don't worry, we've nearly finished this horror. Question nine. What in 2023 did you list as your biggest Barclay regret?
2023. Oh, not getting a selfie with Keith Dunn.
Correct. Question 10. For 10 points, what's the application process for Barclay? Not really. Question 10. John Kelly is better than you at everything and has won the Barclay Marathons 13 times. But what is his middle name?
Damien.
No!
Alexander.
No.
What's his dad called? Hold on.
If you get this right, I'll be astonished.
Gary.
Wade.
Oh, that's a good southern name, isn't it?
Yeah. What do you call a man standing waist deep in a river? Wade.
Oh, gosh.
And that ends our quiz, which you got 6 out of 27. Absolutely embarrassing. Okay, listener, if you would like to send me a topic for Damien's Know It All Hall to cover next time, please do, and I'll do my research and write some quizzes. Right, quick time for Hall of Fame, Hall of Shame.
I haven't got any of the energy left. I feel destroyed again.
Oh,
Usually, when
dear.
I hang out with you in some form, I just come away feeling empty and useless.
I think we've got a good Hall of Fame. I think we should discuss Inter Ultra.
Yes, we have. We have.
Yes.
You've destroyed everything I had.
Go on then. What's your Hall of Fame?
I've actually got two.
Great. I love
The
it.
expression in your eyes there wasn't great. I just want to very quickly mention it'll be out of date by the time this comes out, so all the better to mention it. But I was part of the running out of time relay. I don't think I mentioned it last time, did I?
No.
Which was absolutely wonderful. And I would say by the time you hear this, it's over. But it's this wonderful relay that is arranged for all the way from Big Ben, no, Ben Nevis in Scotland, all the way to Big Ben in that London, because it's by the House of Parliament to try and tell the politicians to stop being such oily wankers and get on and solve this climate change issue. That might not be the exact wording on their website of why they're doing it, but it's really great because you can just go and jog for a bit and you are part of some activism. So please look out for that. I imagine they're going to do it and again next year, no pressure, guys. But it's brilliant. It's called the Running Out of Time Climate Relay and it's really well organized. I did a stint near me here. We visited a school, a sustainable fashion show. There were Morris dancers. I tried to avoid
Oh,
them, but I had to run through the
they're so
middle of
weird.
them. Yeah, they made us run through the middle of them.
That's
Like
not
they held
vegan.
their sticks up.
They've got fucking foxes' tails on their heads.
You'd like them, then you'd go and say, where's the skulls? Where's the skulls? What else? There's something else. Yeah, we joined a school assembly. That was really sweet.
Did you have
Visited
to
a
sit on the
church.
floor or cross-legged, uncomfortable?
No, I just stood. But thanks for checking. The kids weren't all uncomfortable. That was the main thing. And it's really nice thing to be involved in and hopefully sends a strong message. But that will be over. So my real Hall of Fame is Inter Ultra, who is a we'll be a charity soon. We've been going over a year and really we're just trying to break down financial barriers of entry into ultra running. So there's a fund and a lot of resources. A lot of people have been really generous. Even Ali Bailey has got involved,
Hi, that's me,
offering.
Ali Bailey, philanthropist.
Nice one, Brenty. You're just a single entertainer.
Let's change this to the Partridge and Brent ultrasound system. That's what it is.
You're just a chilled out entertainer.
Yeah.
I've totally lost track. Anyway,
Hey, Inter
so.
Ultra. But like, I think some people struggle with what Inter Ultra is. So if I was like, so sell me Inter Ultra, sell it to me, sell it
Okay.
to me.
So, what we'd love is to hear from people. I suppose we're trying to get to people who. Maybe who are already running but who haven't tried ultra marathons yet, but think maybe, I mean, usually it's going to be a financial situation where they think that stuff is unaffordable, whether it's entries, kit, or maybe coaching. And we find those are the big three. And actually, often the entries are quite easy to arrange, actually. And loads of races have got in touch offering free or heavily discounted places, or there is a little bit of a fund we have. It's actually the kit often that is a real barrier because there's a lot and it's expensive. And so, but we can help with that in various ways. So if people feel they might, that might apply to them, that they're sort of down on their luck financially, but are keen to try an ultramarathon, please get in touch via the website, which our very professional co-host will put in the show notes, but I'm pretty sure it's intoultra.org. And yeah, send your application in. There is a form to fill out, but we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna ask for your bank records, but there will be some due diligence. But yeah, we would love to. So far we've helped 60 people.
So good. I
Yeah.
love it.
So we're keen to hear from more people because we can help more people. So, and thank you to everyone who's offered help. Even you, I suppose. But yeah, if people, the good thing is actually, if people don't think it applies to them, but maybe they've got a friend who, you know, is ultra
I
curious.
think a lot of people don't think it applies to them because they don't think they're in a situation that is deemed, in inverted commas, bad enough. But actually, if you are like one of those people that is like, it's really expensive. This stuff's really expensive. And if you think you can benefit from it and you're having any reservations whatsoever, just get in touch because I think, you know, it's there for everyone, isn't it? Who wants to better themselves a bit through running? Don't be
Yeah,
shy.
now
Don't be
unfortunately,
shy. Come on forward.
you're certainly not shy.
I am quite shy. I'm not really shy.
when you look, unfortunately, when we look on the start lines of ultramarathons, it's basically people like me. So yeah, the most down on their luck demographic there is white,
The
middle-aged, middle
middle-class
class
white man.
men. So we. While there are some of that demographic in our organization, we're not all of that demographic, but we think that should change. And
Do you
we
remember
can
when you
help.
started running and it was like running is free and you can do it anywhere? And it's like that soon
Yeah.
becomes very fucking obvious that it's not free. You can't do it
Yeah.
anywhere, but it isn't free. And so yeah, I think, you know, don't be shy, people. I think people feel like it's embarrassing or something, and it's absolutely not. Like I get my kick from helping people. So if I can help people, I will fucking help people. And I think it can be a game changer. Just having that empowering yourself through sport can really be a game changer, and it can make your life better, man. Hey, man, make your life better.
Well, do look on our website. We've got some sort of testimonials. We keep anyone who wants to remain anonymous, of course, we respect that totally. But also, yeah, people have been down on their luck, had you know, mental health battles or just misfortune in their lives, and yeah, we've been able to help them a bit, and that's been yeah, brilliant for us and them. So it's brill. I can't really see a downside. So get in touch,
Brillo.
please, folks, or get your friends to get in touch.
Okay. Hall of Shame. Have you got anyone you want to put in the bin?
Oh.
Apart from me?
Yeah, people who make up short notice, inaccurate
Quizzes. Do
quizzes.
you want to do me
Yeah.
a quiz next time? Do you want to pick on me?
Oh.
Would that make you feel better? Oh my God, his little
Oh,
face.
Ali Bailey.
Look,
Oh, I've never been so happy.
he's
Okay, yes.
glowing. You're glowing. Okay, he's jumping up and down on his little seat. Yep, you can do it then. But it has to be something I know about. It could be like the races of James Elson. That would be good. That's my mastermind topic. Something like I know about. You can do it, okay?
You know what,
You can
Ali?
do the
I'll pick.
quiz. Your pick. Okay. Cool. Anything to put in the bin? Any shames?
Oh, should I do this or not?
Hey, do you know what I
I.
wanted you to talk about at some point? Might not be this week, is your fucking Just Stop Oil thing. We had this conversation on the hill the other day. Do you remember? Yeah, we need to talk about that at some point.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that is
Go on,
important.
what's your
Well.
shirt? You've got something to put in the bin. I can see your little face.
Is my face little?
No. Oh my God.
Listen, where were we? I don't know why I said listen. Yeah, I'm hesitating because it seems well, we've created the Hall of Shame, Hall of Fame, so that almost has to be a negative thing. I don't like to be very negative, but and this is a bit out of date, but I did sort of want to wade in a little bit to the big debate that was happening in America around the jail.
Spring gel debate. You mean?
I just think I am a bit so I'm a bit biased. I'm trying to do this without naming names, which is probably unhelpful. And I am coached by the Roaches, who I think are amazing people. And Well, yeah, I'll just say it. I think, well, without rehashing the whole thing, I think Jason Coop was really unpleasant in his attack on them. The amount of time he had put into a personal attack made, I think, made him look very, very bad and unpleasant. And I thought it was kind of sad to see that someone had that much venom in them. I hope he can see that. I thought it was, yeah, like troubling to see. Like it was sad that someone would have that much,
It's only a
so much glee in the misfortune of others. I don't think that's a good look.
gel. Okay, is that your, that's it then? Glee in the misfortune of others.
Yeah.
I feel like I live and breathe that most of the time.
What, you have the glee in the misfortune of others? I was going to say it
100%.
doesn't apply if you know, yeah, it doesn't apply. I'm allowed to have glee in your misfortune, like when your finger got cut off the other day. That was
Yeah.
great fun.
You karate kicked me onto the floor and ran away because that's how you dealt with that. Right, last but not least, no, two last things. One, we've had a correspondence from Richard McDowell. Do you know who Richard McDowell is?
Definitely.
You don't know who he
Hi,
is, do you?
Richard. Hi,
Richard
Richard.
McDowell is one of our podcast listeners who is very, he's an overachiever. He's got the wet record on the Thames Path 100. I think he did it in like 12 and a half hours or some shit. Like he's fucking
Wow.
mental. He looks like Ming the Merciless. He runs around in very short shorts and like arm warmers. Like he's fucking incredible. He's an incredible athlete. He has asked if he could be the new podcast pet. And I was like, no, you can't be the new podcast pet. He said, here's my CV and this is what I want to achieve next year. Are you ready? He wants to do
Yes.
London Marathon in under 2 hours 20. He wants to come top 10 at Comrades and he wants to do the Autumn 100 in under 13 and a half hours.
Wow, I
So I was
love
going
it.
to present him to you as a pet. You reckon that you could do that? I'm not
I
asking you to
mean
do it.
what?
I'm just saying because you reckon you could do it. If someone came to you and said, this is what I want to do, bearing in mind he's got already got previous, like he's fucking good, would you
I would
say, yeah, I
honestly
could do
say,
that?
no, I wouldn't actually. I would say go to a marathon specialist coach, because I'm not skilled at that area. I mean, I can marathon train someone, sure, but he's talking elite
So,
sub
do you
two
not think I
players.
should take him on as a podcast pet? Do you think it might be a disaster?
No, you definitely should.
Okay, perfect. Right. So, and then lastly, today, we've run over quite a lot, but that's okay because people like a long pod. Playlist. You've not put anything on the playlist. And you're a music guy. You like music, don't you?
I like music, Ali.
Yeah.
Did you put my Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine track on after the Barclay Bridesmaid chat?
I put on your Frank Sinatra one.
I don't like him.
You fucking said you wanted the Impossible Dream on the playlist.
I want the Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine version,
Right, fine.
please,
I'll put that
please.
on.
Okay, I don't like the
Right.
other guy.
You don't like Frank Sinatra. Why? Because he's not vegan.
Yeah.
Okay. What else? Have you got anything else you want to put on the playlist?
How
What's on
many?
your? You're allowed as many as you want, but I'd say like three.
Oh, I had two in mind. So, for a long, long time, my favourite band was the Smiths before we realised Morrissey was a racist
That was annoying,
twat.
wasn't it?
So, yeah, it
That's
really, really
annoying.
was. It really, really was. And
Oh,
that's why,
Martha.
see, since we're talking music, that's why that Rick Astley thing at Glastonbury last year was so special for so many Smiths fans, because it was like we can enjoy a band performing the Smiths without having to
Look
think
at Morrissey.
negatively, yeah, being a racist
I was
twat.
about to say, did you know that Jimmy Carr is an ultra marathon runner? And I don't mean Jimmy Carr. I meant Johnny fucking what's his
Johnny
face from
Marr.
Smith. Johnny Marr.
I think I heard that somewhere, but I might have
Johnny
heard it from you,
Marr,
and we can't always trust what you say.
he's an ultra marathon runner and he fucking loves
Wow.
you. I remember in an interview he talked about
What?
you ages ago and I
He
was
knows.
like,
No,
he
come
knows
on.
who you
He doesn't
are.
know me.
So I think we should get
No,
him
don't do this
pod.
to me.
He knows who
Don't
you
do this
are.
to me.
He knows who you are.
Oh,
He
God.
knows who you are.
I don't believe you.
He does.
So I'm going to post I'm going to mention the Smiths in a something, and we'll see.
Ask him if he wants a coach. Okay, so the Smiths, what Smith song do you
Because
want?
you're short of clout. Yours are leaving. All yours are leaving, aren't they? So you need more.
I've got loads of clients.
Sorry.
More. I've got. How many clients have you got?
I'm not talking about that.
How many athletes have you got?
That is confidential
How
information.
many athletes have you got?
Five of yours.
I've got six of yours. The Smiths, that song, the best song is the double-decker bus crashes into us song. What song's that?
There is a light that will never go
there
out.
There we go.
So
That's
I've got
the
three
best.
favourites, but I'm not going for that one. Three favourites. That one, How Soon Is Now, that guitar riff is just incredible. Johnny, well done, Johnny. But I'm actually going for This Charming Man, because that
Oh,
is very
really?
jaunty.
How
That is jaunty
ironic.
too. Shut up in your face.
You want that as
Well,
well?
is
Shut
that
up. Shut up. Have the Smiths done a version of Shut Up in Your Face? I think they should. The irony.
for a long time at university when that would come on, because it's more jaunty, dancey, upbeaty one, comparatively. We always thought it was Jumped Up Country Boy, and my good Smiths loving friends would point to me because I was the Jumped Up Country Boy. But then we realized it was Jumped Up Pantry Boy.
Tree boy,
Pantry Boy.
is it?
Yeah. Jumped
Okay.
Up Pantry Boy. So that seems less like something to aspire to. I'm not totally sure what that is. Not really sure about that. So don't
Let's
point to me, people, if you see me in a race and say there's that Jumped Up Pantry Boy. So let's move on swiftly. I'm going to go for Sleeper, because
Oh my God, here we fucking go.
after Princess Leia, Louise Wenner was, you know, the second love of my life. And just when was it? Just over a week ago, I got to see her again. I saw Sleeper perform in Bath, posh Bath, for my posh Alexanderness. And I mean, it's a bit niche. They're not a very famous band, really, but in Britpop and for boy men of a certain age,
Boy men.
she was everything. But their songs are pretty good too, and I still adore her. And when what was amazing, Ali, you won't believe this, but for the whole set, she was staring at me right into my eyes the whole time, sang all the songs directly at me. Couldn't believe it.
Was she thinking, I swear to God, that restraining order covers like gigs as well? That's probably what she was thinking.
Two people there had Sleeper tattoos.
Oh
One
my
person,
God.
a woman had a Sleeper tattoo of her head. I didn't actually see it, but
What, of
she
Wenner's
said, "Oh,
head?
she like her face." Sorry, on her, I think on her
On
chest or
her
something.
what? What were you, why are you looking at women's chests at gigs? You fucking weirdo.
Because they're Louise Wenner, or they have a picture of Louise Wenner.
Did
Either
you?
way.
So I believe there was a Q&A at this gig. Did you ask any questions?
No, but there were some strong questions.
Right.
The best one was, how many squirrels would you have to find in your house before you thought someone might be planting them there?
Right. Go on. Don't keep us in suspense.
Well, hold on, what would your answer be?
Me? Five. He's told me the story.
Yeah, it was five. It's
Okay.
five for
What's
Lou, as our
Lou? What's what
friends and partners
is she
call her.
married to another one of the sleepers?
Yeah.
Is she? That's a shame, isn't it? Okay, what sleeper song? There's some really big sleeper songs. Actually, after you went to see Sleeper, I did listen to The Very Best of Sleeper on Spotify, and it is quite good.
Yeah, it was nice to hear the songs again. And it was sort of semi-acoustic thing. So the songs were a bit different sometimes. They did play some new ones. I mean, that's the unfortunate thing with some of these bands playing the new songs. But I'm going to go for In Betweener.
Oh, tune. That is a tune. I do agree with you there. That is an absolute tune. And the best thing about Sleeper is their songs are really short, so you can use them on interval sessions. Okay, we've got to go now, because we're going to bore people. That was good. Did you think that was good? Did you have a nice time?
No.
Okay. Next time, please keep your questions coming in for Uncle Damien. We will talk about we'll keep talking about whether or not breast milk is vegan, and he will have a quiz for me. But this podcast is nothing without you, listener. So please do send in your questions, queries, remembrances. Hope you have a nice Saturday. We love you. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System, sponsored by Innovate. You know how much we love you. We love you a lot. We'd love you even more if you hopped onto the old socials and dropped us a follow. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Ultrasound System and we'll pop up. Or you can email us at ultrasoundsystempod@gmail.com. Drop us a DM, a VM, whatever you fancy. Let us know your stories, because without you, we would have absolutely nothing to talk about. And if you've got the time, don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you get your pods on. It helps with discovery. Ooh, discovery. Okay, that's it. We love you. Till next week. Bye-bye.